piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And
we are the food guys.
Yes, well, we are the food guys. So we were looking at this thing online. It was about pasta.
Yes.
The worst pasta dishes
in the
world.
Worst pasta dishes in
restaurants. We didn't want to watch that one.
Yeah, so we thought, well, we're not going to go there. But it gave us a wonderful idea to talk about easy pasta dishes.
Easy pasta dishes.
What we came up with was a base. So you cook. No quantities given because... depends on how many people you're cooking
for. Yeah, this is seat of the pants cooking.
Seat of the pants cooking.
First, you have a base.
You get a pot, say a saucepan. You heat it up over medium heat. When it's hot, pour in a quantity of olive oil.
Okay.
Not too much.
Not too much.
And then a sprinkling of crushed red pepper flakes.
What a good idea.
A couple of cloves of garlic.
You must.
Yes.
It's essential.
And stir that around for a few seconds. Then add, say, a small minced onion. Stir that around for a little bit. Let it cook for 2 or 3 minutes. And then at this point, I would add a dried herb.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because the dried herb in the oil will bloom and will really develop a very nice flavor. So I think dried oregano, crumbled, dried whole thyme, or mixed herbs, the herbs de Provence, something like that. So that's your base. Okay, now what are you going to add to it?
Probably want some vegetable additions, right?
So let's think about vegetables. We could add bell peppers.
Oh, always.
Of different colors.
Yes.
And they can be diced, for example, or they could be cut in thin strips.
Mm-hmm.
Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Yes, tips especially. And I'm not saying we're going to add all of these, right?
Yeah.
John, we're just giving ideas for what to add, right?
And what you're thinking about. Grating up. Some carrots.
Some carrots, or you can chop the carrots, or you can actually make julienne if you have the patience to do that. Spinach is always good in a pasta sauce. Chard is also good.
Chard is a little bit firmer and...
It's stouter. Kale is always good. Take the ribs off the kale. It's just the leaves that you want.
Now, if I'm making an easy pasta dish, I probably want to put some kind of meat in.
Yes. There. I love shrimp.
Good.
So once I've decided on what vegetable I want... let's say I want to put in some chard. Then I would say add cut up shrimp. I'm stirring this. It'll take 2 or 3 minutes for the shrimp and the chard to cook. Or maybe I want chicken.
Chicken's good.
Okay, so you can have little chicken cubes. Or you could have ground beef. Or you could have, if you have tenderloin, John, you could have strips of beef tenderloin.
Little strips of tenderloin.
And then pork. You could have ground pork or strips of pork.
Yes, strips of pork.
And then bacon is always good.
Bacon? Yeah, I think so. Canadian bacon, cottage
bacon. Canadian bacon would be good because it's nice and lean.
Yeah.
And then it adds a nice smokiness to it.
Yeah.
The point here really is decide what you want, what kind of flavor you want. We have the base. So let's say you wanted to have some Canadian bacon in there. So you could have some asparagus tips that you've put in. And then you can have your, say, strips of Canadian bacon. You might want some carrot.
They would all complement each other.
And this is cooking very quickly.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, there's always cheese.
Yes.
The cheese we could always add at the end when we're actually tossing the pasta, and then the cheese can melt with the hot pasta. We could also add some creme fraiche or heavy cream.
Yeah.
If we want to have more of a sauce, we can add some homemade chicken stock or beef stock.
Yes, you've got those stock.
And then we have wine, and then you cook it down. And then we have fresh herbs that we put in at this time. Tarragon is good. Parsley is good. Canned tomatoes are good. You just cook things down to
That's
concentrate
right. Most
flavors.
Most people can hardly think of a pasta dish without tomatoes.
Yes. So, you can put in tofu. Tofu and pasta are really good.
Yeah, creams and stuff.
And then when it comes to serving the pasta, well, what pasta? Well, we have spaghetti. You can use whole wheat if you want. Spaghetti, linguine, fettuccine, tagliatelle. Chinese egg noodles I like.
You like Chinese egg noodles?
I do. You buy them dried. They're square-shaped but long. So once you've cooked your pasta and you drain it, and then you just add your sauce to it and toss it, at this point you could sprinkle it with additional cheese if you want.
That's
Parmesan, Asiago, an Italian fontina is also really good.
I agree.
Give your pasta an Italian flavor. And also feta. Crumbled feta is really good with shrimp.
You don't have to make that pasta decision until all this has simmered for a little bit.
Yes.
And you're thinking about it. Well, do I want this on a fusilli, seashells or whatever?
Yes, and then the orecchiette, those little ears. Yeah. It depends on the sauciness of it and what you feel is the best shape to show off the sauce.
Yeah, and all this is something that's happening right at the counter where you're...
It is very spontaneous,
you can do this
wonderful
whole thing
cooking.
In a half hour.
Yes, half hour, you got dinner on the table.
Yeah, you got dinner on the table. And if it's Sunday, you can tune in to The Food,
the food guys. La 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 la